This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Dr. Kelly Hunsaker, an assistant professor of oceanography and outreach coordinator of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute, and Dr. Robert Weaver, associate professor and director of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to talk about the lagoon. Yay!
Yay! Well, thanks for having us again. What we'd like to do today is announce our second Lagoon and Loggers event. It's an event where we take the ideas and information that we present at our Lagoon Forum here on FIT out to the community. We had an event a couple of months ago at Helen Blaze's, and it was very well attended. And so we're having our second event this Thursday, April 26th, from 6 to 8. At Intracoastal Brewery in Ogalle at the Lagoon and Loggers event at Intracoastal. In addition to having short presentations and the ability for the community to come talk to the experts about and discuss their lagoon concerns, we'll also have our FIT Indian River Lagoon Research Institute science bus there showing off some of the capabilities that we have for bringing science out to the public. At this event, the attendees will have a chance to join some of the leaders from the efforts to restore the Indian River Lagoon to hear about updates from individual organizations.
So we have many experts on hand, including the Indian River Lagoon Coalition, people from Brevard Zoo, specifically the Restore Our Shore program, as well as us from FIT, the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute, will be there to talk about living docks. We'll also have our science bus with some activities. So we'll have some microscopes on hand so you can look at some critters that live in the water. And we'll have many others there as well to talk about lagoon-related issues and volunteer opportunities.
So a chance to hear from the experts.
That's right, yes. The focus of this Lagoon and Loggers was to provide more information about the Indian River Lagoon to those interested, as well as to offer volunteer opportunities for those who want to get involved and help with restoration efforts.
A chance to reach out to potential citizen scientists to get involved, not only understand, but hopefully implement some new solutions to the problems that we're facing in the river?
Exactly.
It absolutely is.
Lagoon and Loggers will be Thursday, April 26th from 6 to 8 at Intracoastal Brewery in downtown Ogalle.
Free and open to the public and anybody that's concerned about the lagoon and, as you said, wants to get more involved, you'll not only learn what's being done and what you can do to help save our lagoon.
We will have a Facebook invite. It's free, so it's open to the public. Anyone can come. Come on out.
And Intracoastal will make a donation for every beer purchase, so come on out and come out thirsty.
If they want to find out more, they can go on Facebook. Otherwise, they just show up on the 1st at 6 p.m. and
be ready to drink beer and learn about the lagoon.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.
The League of Women Voters of the Space Coast presents a timely topic luncheon, Let's Get Better Together, with guest speaker Brevard Zoo Executive Director Keith Winston discussing quality of life on the Space Coast. On Wednesday, May 2nd at 11:30 a.m. at the Brevard Zoo's Nami Nami River Lodge. Cost is $20 for members, $25 for non-members. Registration deadline, April 26th. For information and to register with menu selection, lwv-spacecoast.org. Public service message from WFIT.